In association with For Whom the Cowbell Tolls.com, Mississippi State's SB Nation site, this is For Whom the Podcast Tolls. And now, Daniel Black and Ethan Lee.
I'm not doing it.
Hey there, folks, and welcome to another episode of Room the Podcast Tolls. Here on November 5th, 2015.
Special episode 20.
So this is the official podcast of For Whom the Cowbell Tolls.com, Mississippi State's SB Nation site. I'm Daniel Black. Writer for Whom the Cowbell Tolls, and joining me is that guy over there, is a writer for Whom the Cowbell Tolls. Hi, Ethan.
How's it going?
I'm wonderful. This is the weirdest intro we've ever had.
I mean, we've had some weird endings. For those that are wondering what's going on, Daniel kind of dared me into doing the intro this time,
yeah,
because I was making fun of how we start the show, and
he was making fun of me.
No, I was making fun of the countdown that we do before the show, and
I have, there's in the recording software, there's a countdown from 5 that I can't get rid of, so I said I'll count down from 5, and then he started counting down from 5, and
which is not the first time I've done that.
It's not, but you actually went ahead and did an intro this time. You said hello. I'm thinking I want you to do the intro. And I said, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and started recording, and there was an awkward silence, and then you said, I'm not doing it. And that will not be edited out.
Laughter.
That entire intro was laughter.
Oh, man.
Today on the show, we're gonna talk about Missouri. Woo!
Mizzou!
Go Tigers!
M-I-Z-Z-O-U. They're so terrible. I don't know what to say next because it doesn't rhyme.
I was thinking of "and so are you," but I don't know.
Well then.
But that would have been your saying it to me, and
that
would have made me sad.
So on today's show, we're going to talk about Missouri, and then we're also going to do some SEC picks. And we didn't get any questions this time, so send some questions in, listeners.
Yeah. So we could have a pretty short show.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the Missouri Tigers currently, you know what, it's funny that I have Missouri stats up, but I have nothing else up about Missouri, so I don't know their record. Are they 4-4?
Yes.
Thank you. The Missouri Tigers are 4-4, 1-4 in the SEC.
I believe so.
Yeah. I would like to share something.
Is this about my tweet earlier this week?
No, you sent a lot of tweets earlier this week, so I don't know.
Well, I specifically said that I have a weird feeling about this game.
Yes, I remember that. You can explain that later.
Yeah, later.
But I'll say this about Missouri in their stats.
They're bad.
They are averaging 14 points per game.
That's Kroom era.
They are giving up 12 points per game.
It's not... when you're giving up about as many as you're scoring, you know, roughly, your record's going to be even.
Yeah.
Good job, Missouri.
So, I forgot, how long has it been since they scored a touchdown?
I'm looking, the South Carolina game, where they beat South Carolina by 14 points.
When was that?
October 3rd.
It's been a month since they scored a touchdown.
If they score like 5 touchdowns against us, how sad are you going to be?
Very. But the thing is, I think they're going to score a touchdown on their first possession.
Bold. Like every team does?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to score a touchdown on their very first possession. And then I'm just going to look at Twitter turning into a rubber tire in a city that bursts into flames and then subsequently makes the fire, the city burst into flames. Which was this exact same analogy that I used last show that you thought was terrible.
It is a weird analogy.
It's the first thing that popped in my head. As it usually is the first thing that pops into my head, to tell you the truth.
That's kind of depressing.
Why are you mean?
So...
You didn't answer my question.
You remember how... I've said multiple times, name drop, Jamon Moore, friend that, well, not even a friend, like, just an acquaintance,
yes.
Plays for them.
Indeed.
Yeah. At the time when we first talked about him, I think, or no, the second time, he was their leading receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, he's their second leading receiver, 20 receptions, 235 yards, two touchdowns. Their leading receiver only has 16 more yards than him. And only two more touchdowns.
Yeah.
They're not good.
No! You know, Ethan, there's
one... And they have good receivers. It's not like that's the problem here.
Ethan, do I want to tell you why they're not good?
Go for it.
They lost to Vanderbilt.
I mean, combined, their quarterbacks are 134 completions out of... 262 attempts for 1,400 yards.
I don't have it in front of me, but I believe the stat that I threw out on the last show was Drew Lock, who will be their starting quarterback, because Matty Mock is apparently an idiot.
Well, I mean, so is Kyler Murray, but he gets to keep his position. So,
you're so obsessed with A&M, Ethan. I mean, God.
I just don't see a consistency here when they did... Basically the same thing.
But Drew Lock is like 115th out of 130 in quarterback rating in the country.
And it's not like they can even run the ball well either.
Let me get those stats back up here. I got off the stats. They are averaging 100 rushing yards per game.
Which, that's probably better than us, but
mm-hmm.
At least we can throw the ball.
They have two touchdowns rushing throughout the entire season.
We have more than that.
But the thing is, that's a good portion of the number of touchdowns they've scored all year. Two. So
they scored 9 through the air.
Yeah. So
they've scored 11 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
No. No.
That is 77.
Oh no.
Points. That is 77 points in 8 games.
Well, I mean, we almost scored 77. Points a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. Fun fact.
Yeah, he needs to be fired.
Gary Pinkel?
Gary Pinkel needs to be fired.
I think they just need a new offensive coordinator, Ethan. Don't go that far.
No.
Ethan, don't go that far.
I mean, they're very lucky to have won the conference, or the division, not the conference. If they'd won the conference, I would have cried. But they're very lucky to have won the division the 2 years that they did. They kind of fluked into that. They didn't deserve it, in my opinion, outside of just like the mathematical madness that happened that could help us win it. Then in that case, we will deserve it, and I don't care about the hypocrisy there.
But the thing is, even if they didn't win the East twice, they would have had two straight 11-win seasons, which isn't too shabby. So I don't really see a reason to get up and fire Gary Pinkel.
Realistically, Missouri could go 4-8 this year. That's not a joke.
Who do they have left?
Let me pull it back up. They have us tomorrow or today, as the listeners listen.
Thursday,
BYU, BYU on the 14th, Tennessee on the 21st, and then 6 days later, they go to Arkansas.
They're going to go 4-8.
They're going to go 4-8. At best, 5-7. That's not good.
No.
And for all the uproar around Georgia right now, saying, fire Mark Richt, fire Mark Richt, fire Mark Richt, I think Gary Pinkel's more deserving of it than Mark Richt is. Even though Pinkel has been just a wonderful coach, especially at Missouri.
Yeah. 4-8 after two straight 11-win seasons isn't good.
Did they really win 11 games last year?
Yeah. Hard to believe, right?
I don't believe that. I'm fact-checking.
Hard to believe, right? They won 11 games.
checking that.
Their losses were to Georgia, Indiana, and Alabama.
That's right. Indiana. Freaking Indiana. They won 12 games in 2013.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They were ranked 5 in the nation.
Yeah.
See, the two schools that...
Of course, that 2013 team was a legitimate good... Was actually yes. a really good team. Last year's team was just because the SEC East was a burning tire in the middle of a city that ultimately makes the city burst into flames.
You see, the two schools that play in Columbia's 2 years ago were really good.
Yeah, 4-5 in the country to end the year in 2013.
Yeah. South Carolina, number 4, had 11 wins. And then it just kind of...
It became a burning tire in the middle of a city that ultimately made the city burst into flames.
The SEC had 7 ranked teams at the end of that year.
Yeah.
That's right up there with, what, 2010?
Yeah.
That equals 2012's total.
Let's see, in 2010 there were 5 West teams ranked because Ole Miss was the only one that was not.
Yeah.
East teams... The East in 2010 was an absolute dumpster fire. I don't think South Carolina was ranked at the end of the year.
They were 22.
Okay.
So there were only 6.
Because South Carolina was the East champion in 2010.
Yeah.
Which is pretty incredible knowing that that was not Steve Spurrier's best year while at South Carolina.
Yeah.
The 3 teams after that were much better than that 2010 team.
And they never got back.
Nope. Because they... big reason for that is because they lost to Tennessee in 2013.
Yeah.
Oh, that was stupid.
Man. The SEC is interesting.
I'm not going to say it's a burning fire that ultimately makes a burning... Did I just say a burning fire? I meant a burning tire. You know, I'm done with that analogy. That is a really stupid analogy, and I'm going to retire it.
2011 was interesting in the SEC. Only 5 teams were ranked, but the, you know...
They had
4 of those 5 teams were really, really good teams.
Yeah.
And then you had Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Who somehow... Whatever. Talking about Missouri.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah. Man, this show, we'd never stay on topic.
You know, let's go ahead and just get to, like, some... Not actually score predictions, but what we think will happen. Because we, like, never do that, because these...
I'll let you go first here, because I tend to go first.
I think this will be a very low-scoring game.
See, I think it'll be low-scoring through 3 quarters.
And that's what I figured you'd say.
Yeah.
I think that... You know, as much as Missouri has how terrible they are, mm-hmm. I think that their defense still... I mean, if you give up only 12 points per game, your defense is doing something right.
But you got to look at who they've played. Yeah, let's take that into account here. They haven't played any world beaters on offense.
Certainly. I don't even have their schedule up, and that would actually...
The team that scored... 2 teams that scored 21 points, that's the highest they've allowed. Kentucky and Florida. And that was...
I mean, Florida's offense isn't bad.
No, but it's not... I would say Mississippi State's better. Easily.
Yeah.
Even if they had Juice... Greer, you know, Edge.
Yeah, Nash Greer's the reason why the Royals won the World Series. Or really, he's the reason why the Mets lost the World Series.
Let's put it that way, yeah. Let's not talk about the Royals.
You know, I can talk about the Royals all I want. You don't want to.
So, Missouri.
And yeah. You know where Kansas City is? You know, in what state is Kansas City? Missouri.
Might as well be in Kansas. That's a stupid name.
Kansas City, Missouri, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm from, like, my parents live in Missouri City, Texas. So I guess that is... Missouri's going to beat us now.
Because of you.
I am wearing a yellow shirt and black shorts right now. Black
Why?
Basketball shorts. I didn't plan this.
If we lose, it's because Ethan is wearing yellow shirt and black shorts while recording the show.
And Kansas City is in Missouri, and that means Kansas is going to win the national title.
Kansas?
Yeah, we're going to be truthers here.
Like, I hope you don't mean football. Because I believe they're 0-7 in football.
Wouldn't that just be majestic run if they went 5-7 and somehow made the playoffs?
I'm really confused.
Oh, man, I don't even know.
I am really, really, really confused.
The Royals are from Missouri.
Yeah,
I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm tired, man. What? It's been a long day. I've got a paper to work on later that I've been working on for a while. Oh, man.
So, yeah, I think that this game will be a low-scoring game.
That was a weird set.
No, yeah, I don't think Missouri will get past 10 points.
But, at most, they score 14.
But I do believe
that's apparently all they can score.
I do believe that they will score a touchdown on the opening possession. At some point, they will have a 7-0 lead. Just putting it that way.
See, I think Mississippi State's actually... I think they're going to hold Missouri out of the end zone in the first drive. You know, I don't believe that Missouri will really score a touchdown unless it's like a garbage time touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe it'll be something like 3-10, maybe 3-14 at half.
Yeah.
Maybe 6-14, something like that. Would not surprise me whatsoever.
3-2.
No. We will have more than 2 points. I can guarantee that.
I never said that we had 2 points. I said that we could have three. 3-2.
So, I don't see... Mississippi State's not going to run away with this until it's late in the fourth quarter. In my opinion, if Mississippi State were to run away with it, that is the only time that it would happen. Simply because Missouri has such a good defense. However, when your defense is out there as much as it is, it's got to be demoralizing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think they're going to give up at some point. Because their offense has given up.
Yeah. All right, Ethan.
Yeah.
It's prediction time. What's your score?
What's your score?
No, I asked you what's yours.
Man, why is the game at 8 p.m. tomorrow? I just noticed that. That's dumb. It should be at 7.
Because it's okay. A Joe Tessitore ESPN Thursday night game.
See, I like Joe Tessitore.
He's gonna yell a lot.
I actually like that crew for the most part. I'm not a big fan of Pollock.
I can't stand Jesse Palmer.
Interesting.
Jesse Palmer's obnoxious.
I want his suits. I feel like they'd fit me. Probably fit a toddler, actually. How tall is Jesse Palmer?
Probably taller than us.
He's 6'2".
Really?
And I guarantee he weighs more than us.
By the time I'm done growing, I could beat out Jesse Palmer height-wise.
His suits would actually probably be tailored more for us than they were for him.
Probably more for me, because that's just how small they are, and weight-wise, I'm smaller. I'm a good 50 pounds smaller than you are, so.
Well, it's okay, because I am a good 50 pounds smaller than Jesse Palmer, at least for when he played in the NFL.
I mean, those suits are designed for people 100 pounds smaller than Jesse Palmer, so. Or lighter than Jesse Palmer, so.
So, my predictions.
Yeah.
it'll be close through the third quarter. I believe a low-scoring game. Probably 21-6 going into fourth, and I think Mississippi State runs away with it to the tune of something like 38-6, 38-13. So,
all right.
And I think Deck inches his way closer to Peyton Manning and who's the other one? Chris Leak?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm going to say...
It is
okay.
Totally possible that he ties them this game. I'm just saying. Totally, totally possible that he ties them.
I'm going to say that Mississippi State wins 27-10.
Okay.
Yeah, 27-10. I think Weston Graves will get a good couple of field goals. And, or, since it is a Thursday night game, it could be a blocked extra point that is returned for 2 points after Missouri got a touchdown but missed the extra point and then ultimately got a safety afterwards. Because it's Thursday night games, and Thursday night games are weird, but I don't think that will happen. I think it'll be a normal 27-10 game.
I'm trying to remember. See, I'm looking back to... You know what that Missouri team kind of reminds me of?
What does that Missouri team kind of remind you of?
A dysfunctional version of... Dysfunctional version. Blah, blah, blah. I can't talk.
No, you can't.
Blah, blah, blah. A dysfunctional version of the 2011 Mississippi State team.
Except the 2011 Mississippi State team didn't go 4-8.
No, that's why I said. Where it just the defense is pretty good. The offense leaves a lot to be desired. You know, the 2011 team was probably better. But a score like 24-7 tomorrow, today, as the listeners listen, would not be surprising.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
So, SEC picks time. I haven't updated the records yet from last week because I'm lazy.
Don't you have a one-game lead?
I do, but I haven't actually gotten the records yet.
Okay.
So, while I'm doing that, you talk to the people.
How's it going, people? Yeah. So this show's just kind of been all over the board. Apparently, there's been connection issues. I apologize for that. Just kind of like Missouri should apologize for their offense because it's just so horrible. I don't really know what to say here. Dak Prescott was named list for, was it the Davey O'Brien today? So that's pretty cool. Yeah, great conversation, people. Thanks for your input. But really, we do need questions because y'all have not given us questions since Tuesday, in which we get a lot of questions. So if you are listening to this show, that includes you, Mom. I know you're listening because that's how you found out that I was dating someone. That was awkward. So, how's the records coming along?
I have a 65-20 record compared to your 64-21 record.
Good to know. Perfect timing.
So, games. We've already talked about Mississippi State, Missouri, and then this game's going to be a train wreck. At 11 a.m. on the SEC Network, Kentucky travels to Georgia.
Kentucky's probably going to win this one.
You picked Kentucky last week on the road. No, not even on the road. You picked Kentucky last week.
But, Ethan. Yeah. But this is Georgia. Georgia does not have an offense. Georgia doesn't have a quarterback. I'm not confident in this pick. I'm just saying it'll probably be Kentucky.
Okay. You're picking Kentucky.
Are you going to go with Georgia?
Yes.
You're confident with that?
Pretty confident.
Okay. If Georgia loses this, is Mark Richt going
to
be fired?
I was about to ask you that question. I believe so. So, our next game. My first question. Why is this game being nationally televised on ESPN? Looking at the game I'm looking at right now?
Because they tried to hide Kentucky and Georgia on SEC Network and couldn't find anywhere else to put them.
They're putting Vanderbilt at Florida on ESPN. Florida's winning this by 50.
I'd love it if Vandy won this game, actually. Like, that be the best thing ever.
On their quest to win the SEC East?
Yeah, they're going to. Because they beat Missouri.
Yeah. We both pick Florida. So we already have one differing pick. That's fun. Our next game is...
Wait, you can't do it because this is Ole Miss.
Yeah. Arkansas is traveling to Ole Miss, and I did hear before I started bumping that you said I can't play it because it's Ole Miss. I can play this as many times as I want.
Oh, wait, are you done now? Because I took my earbuds out.
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, it was too loud and obnoxious. Speaking of loud and obnoxious, Arkansas's head coach is loud and obnoxious. No.
Arkansas is playing at Ole Miss. You made me sad now. You called me loud and obnoxious.
I just compared you to Brett Bielema.
I know you did.
How does that make you feel?
Well, I don't know.
Hello?
I don't know how it makes me feel. I was speaking very softly.
Yeah, I couldn't hear you.
I understand that because you said hello.
Yeah. Can you speak louder?
Hi, okay. Ethan. How are you? I'm speaking louder.
Arkansas and Ole Miss.
Yeah.
This is not going to be a good game.
No.
Would it surprise you at all to see Arkansas win this?
Kinda.
Would it surprise you at all to see Chad Kelly throw like 3 interceptions?
No.
Because I think Arkansas is going to win this and Chad Kelly throws at least 3 interceptions.
Okay, you pick Arkansas?
Yeah.
Okay. We have 2 different picks. I pick Ole Miss. Our next game, you know, Ethan, I'm going to get into the old Steve Spurrier impression here.
Don't do it.
You know, Ethan, you can't spell citrus without UT. I know why Peyton came back for his senior year. He wanted to be a 3-time Citrus Bowl MVP. South Carolina travels to Tennessee. Tennessee's going to win this.
If South Carolina can play like they did in Aggieland, they'll have a good shot at keeping it close in the fourth quarter. But Tennessee's just the better team.
Yeah.
And Butch Jones hasn't lost to South Carolina. So.
It's very true.
I'm picking the Vols. The Vols in Neyland Stadium?
No. It's Neyland.
See, we should hear from some Tennessee fan. We should get an official... See, we already have like a third vote in this with that Bama fan who hates Tennessee.
You mean how he said that Neyland Stadium looks like a garbage truck workers convention, and that they low down, they some snitches, and that their orange isn't that orange you can sit with, it's that puke orange, it's that throw up inside of a pumpkin orange, and that he doesn't like pumpkins.
I don't like pumpkins either. I just had to pick up a rotten pumpkin.
You told me that story.
That fell apart in my hands. It was disgusting. So I hope South Carolina wins because of that pumpkin.
Blame the pumpkin.
But I'm going to pick the Vols.
Next up is Auburn at Texas A&M.
Auburn needs a win. Yeah, they just badly need one.
If they don't win this, they're not going to make it to a bowl if they don't win this.
I mean, they've still got...
Got what?
And I think they're going to beat Georgia.
Georgia?
They've got Idaho and Georgia left. Yeah, they've got 2 more games that are easily winnable for them, and they're 4-4. But they just... The last time A&M hosted both both of the Alabama schools at Kyle Field. Both of the Alabama schools won.
It's true.
And I sincerely hope Auburn wins. Sincerely, like, with my heart and soul.
Well, I think I know why.
Yeah, I think most people know why.
Because Texas A&M... But, you know, actually, I'm kind of surprised, because isn't Texas A&M your favorite team?
See, but if Auburn beats A&M, I'll be very, very happy.
I know you would be.
Like, very, very happy.
Who are you picking? Don't do it.
I feel dirty for this. I feel dirty for this.
Okay, good.
But I'm going to stick with Auburn.
Oh.
No. Don't take me on that. I'm going with A&M. A&M's going to win this big.
Okay.
That being said, they played very poorly against South Carolina.
You know what, Ethan? So. This next game is no doubt the SEC...
Wait, you haven't picked this game.
Oh, I pick A&M.
Okay.
This next game is no doubt the SEC game of the year.
Absolutely. Until the SEC championship, where Florida and Bama are going to play.
This game is the SEC game of the year. And because of that, I will still play the theme, but because this game is habitually on CBS like every single year since Nick Saban returned to Alabama, I'm not going to do a bumpity-bumpity-bump, so it's not going to be as loud. Okay? So.
Oh, my.
Have fun.
It's going to be just as loud.
This is really boring. I'm going to replay this. You just texted me.
Yeah, I did.
You texted me in the middle of my bum bum.
Did it make it stop?
Well, no, because I played it a good 5 seconds afterwards, but you still texted me. And you texted me that another Mafia member followed you.
Yeah, they are.
That's fun.
To follow me.
So.
Let's go, Mafia members. How are y'all doing? Thanks for following me on Twitter.
Let's see who followed you. I'm going... Oh! Jamaican me crazy. He doesn't follow me. He doesn't follow me. Are you gonna follow back? Are you following back Jamaican me crazy? LSU is playing Alabama. Number 2 versus number 4. According to the college football playoff poll. It's the Saban Bowl. I guess this is the 9th edition of the Saban Bowl. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Thoughts? Yeah, just anything?
The only game that I can... I mean, the first one that comes to mind when I think of this one is the game of the century, 2011.
The 9-6. Game of the century, yeah.
Let me do some digging. Go ahead and give your thoughts real quick.
I believe that Alabama will win by a final score of 31-27.
Oh, you're confident in these offenses.
Kinda, yeah.
Man, that's saying something. I see it being more like their 2009 game where it's like 24-15, just like some weird score like that, where Bama wins.
Five field goals.
I think that, is that how
no, LSU I got No, I was just saying five field goals, because...
I wouldn't be surprised if LSU kicks five field goals. And I think that this is a game where Leonard Fournette actually gets... Nobody's going to stop Fournette. But I think he gets slowed down. I would not be surprised at all if he's held to under 120 yards.
It's wow.
No, but I think he's going to carry it something like 30 times. And to go 120 yards, that's 4 yards of carry. That's better
what
than anybody.
What do you think the odds are of Leonard Fournette? What do you think the odds are of Leonard Fournette getting injured in this game, Mar?
Oh man, I sincerely hope we don't see that. I sincerely hope Fournette stays healthy, and he had a bye week, so he's had some time to heal up. I just, with the workload and going up against this defense, as physical as it is. I don't know if he'll get hurt in this game, but the next few games are going to be rough on him.
Okay, yeah.
I think we both have Bama winning this, though.
Indeed.
Okay.
So our differing picks are Kentucky, Georgia, and Arkansas, Ole Miss.
Yeah. LSU, after this, has to host Arkansas.
Wait a minute. Oh, well, you continue, and then I'll say what I was about to say.
Okay, they have to go to Ole Miss, and then they host A&M. That's going to be a rough stretch for them, especially with as physical as Arkansas is, as physical as that Ole Miss front, that defensive front is, and then the spread attack of A&M. That's a rough stretch.
Ethan, what I was going to say is that we have two more teams to pick.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Houston plays at home against the Tommy Tubervilles of Cincinnati.
Yeah?
I will pick the Cougars in this one.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with UH, but we just saw NIU defeat Toledo last night, or, well, two nights ago, as the listeners listen. This might be the week where we start to see some of those undefeated teams kind of implode a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We've already seen one go down this week. Wouldn't be surprised to see UH or Memphis lose, but I am going to go with the Cougs.
And Memphis plays at home against, this is tricky, against Navy.
Yeah, triple option. Yeah.
Yeah. Thoughts?
The Tigers' offense is simply better than Navy's from what I've seen so far. I mean, I haven't really studied both, but I just don't think Navy is good enough to go score for score with Memphis. But if we were to see an upset between these two games, I think this is the more likely one.
Agreed.
And don't they both, you know, Houston and Memphis will play each other next week?
No, 2 weeks.
Correct. 2 weeks.
Yes, because you sure? Memphis plays Temple next week.
Okay.
I think. Yes. Wait, whoa.
No, I'm pretty sure they play next week.
Yep, you're right. Memphis plays Temple after.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do play next week. My fault.
Yeah, it's possible. And then Houston has to play Navy at the end of the season. So... yeah, that'll be interesting.
Who do you pick?
These two teams.
Okay.
What, next week?
No. Oh, what? Did you pick Memphis already?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Tigers. Yep. I thought I said I did, but yeah. Whatever.
You probably did, and I just didn't pay attention.
Pay attention, Daniel.
Okay. I picked Memphis. that's fun. We still have two different picks. So, that'll wrap it up pretty much for this episode. Do you have any final thoughts?
I tweeted this out a little while ago, and I want to do some digging real quick. So you get to give your final thoughts for a second while I think.
I hate doing final thoughts.
Puts you on the spot.
Some historical final thoughts here. Missouri currently has a 2-0 lead over Mississippi State in the historical records the wins coming in 1981 and 1984. Now I'm going to incorporate something else that I love into here. I like Apple computers. And in 1984, which was one of the years that Missouri did beat Mississippi State, the Macintosh was introduced by Apple on January 24th, 1984, to be exact. In that Macintosh was a brand new graphical user interface operating system that pretty much completely changed the ways we use computers. We're still using the basis of that graphical user interface 31 years later. I believe that it will be a change in the historical basis of this series between Mississippi State and Missouri, as Mississippi State will defeat Missouri for the first time. Do you like that, Ethan?
So where I was going to go with my final thoughts is all three Mississippi, like the primary Mississippi football teams, can all get 9 wins this year.
Correct.
Southern is probably going to have the hardest time. Well, no. Mississippi State basically has to win out. They're probably not going to beat Bama because it's Bama. So Mississippi State wins 3 of their next 4. That's 9 wins. Ole Miss only has to win 2 more games.
Mm-hmm.
2 of their next 3. For our sake, let's hope they beat Arkansas and LSU. So, yeah. And then Southern is going to have to go through Rice, Old Dominion, and Louisiana Tech. Which, the Louisiana Tech-Southern Miss game is probably going to be very interesting.
That'll be actually kind of fun.
Yeah. So, it's just... this is going to be a great season. You know, last year, it was a great season for the state of Mississippi. That, you know, we went... what? Southern had a couple of wins, and then...
they went 3-9, I believe.
Yeah, a couple of wins, and then...
except a couple of is 2.
Whatever. They had a few wins. And then you had 2...
a few is 2.
No, it's not. A few can refer to more than just 2.
Definition of a few.
Go for it.
Let's find it. I'm trying to find it. What? No, I don't want notifications from the dictionary.
Sucks to suck.
What? What was that for?
A few, a small number of.
Oh, you're right.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, as I was saying, you know, this year for the state of Mississippi's football, just as a whole, is going to be better than it was last year. Just total number of wins. And that's really cool to see. So, that being said, I would not be surprised if Munkin doesn't get a job offer somewhere. Power 5.
That'll do it for this episode of For Whom the Podcast Tolls. Did I cut you off?
Yeah, I was going to say that Southern Miss is going to drop back to their pit of despair after Munkin leaves after this year. So, enjoy that, Southern Miss fans, if you're listening to us. Have fun in darkness.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. SM Triple T. On the next episode of Room the Podcast Souls, it'll be Tuesday. And the Mississippi State Missouri game will be 5 days gone. We will talk about that game. We will talk about SEC stuff. And we'll get ready for Bama.
And we need your questions.
Yes.
Send us your questions.
That'd be fun if you could send us your questions. So yeah, we're going to do that on Tuesday. And yes, that will end it for this episode. Thanks for listening, I guess. But until next time, thank you all for listening. And bye-bye, everybody.
Awesome.